COVID-19 Task Force Coordinator Jeff Zients says that President Joe Biden has laid out a strategy to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic.
The national strategy utilizes all of the powers and resources of the federal government, working closely with state, local leaders, tribal leaders, and those on the front lines in communities across the country. Central to the strategy is getting all Americans vaccinated as quickly and as equitably as possible. Increasing vaccine supply, increasing the number of vaccinators, and providing more places for people to get vaccinated, including supporting local and state partners in their efforts to get needles in arms. All three are critical.
Zients explains that the task force is increasing vaccine supply and the number of places where people can get vaccinated with an aim to ensure the equity of the vaccine's distribution. He says the task force will release 11 million vaccines to states, tribes, and other territories, up from 8.6 million doses. Zients says that is a 28% increase. The task force is also creating new convenient locations to receive the shots. These methods include community vaccination centers, utilizing portable vaccine units, and starting vaccine programs at pharmacies. Next week, the task force will begin deploying vaccines to federally qualified health centers, more popularly known as community health centers. These centers provide primary care services in underserved areas and can reach about 30 million people. Dr. Nunez Smith, the chair of the COVID-19 Health Equity Task Force, says there are more than 1,300 community health centers across all states and territories of the U.S., and that two-thirds of the patients that use them live below the poverty line. She says the task force hopes to reach 250 community health centers and to allocate 1 million doses to them. That's 500,000 first doses and 500,000 second doses.
This effort that focuses on direct allocation to the community health centers really is about connecting with those hard-to-reach populations across the country. So this includes people who are experiencing homelessness, you know, agricultural and migrant workers, residents of public housing, and those with limited English proficiency.
Smith says the task force will ensure that at least one community health center in every state and territory receives vaccines. To that end, President Biden has ordered 200 million vaccines, 100 million from Pfizer and 100 million from Moderna. That will provide the United States with 600 million doses total by summer. It's sufficient to vaccinate all Americans, but Zients says that the Congress will need to pass the president's pandemic rescue plan to provide the funding to scale up vaccine programs and deliver the resources state and local leaders need to protect their communities and fight the pandemic. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.